This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Giovanni Benigni. Giovanni, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, before starting, I have just to say that I'm speaking on my own of my personal experience in the Vatican. All the opinions expressed not necessarily reflect ones of the institution. That said, I started working for the Vatican Museums at the end of last century. And in the early 2000, I directed for the Governorate of Vatican City State several software development projects related to image storage and retrieval system. But such project, unfortunately, at the time had no fortune for several reasons. That it will be too long to say here, and went into oblivion. Moreover, since coming to museums, I dealt with several software systems used to catalog and store images without any direct connection to our CMS. Also, since the advent of digital, high resolution images had just been conserved on file shares, without any way to retrieve it other than using path and file names. So since then, my obsession has been to put all the information we had in a single system, to get to a single access point to retrieve everything. This is shortly how I start my involvement with DAM in the Vatican.
Giovanni, how does the Vatican Museum's digital transformation project involve digital asset management?
The digital transformation project of Vatican Museums started some years ago with a large, never-ending technical renewal project involving all our 7 kilometers of galleries and working spaces and all the systems from communication to remote surveillance, access control, networking, and so on. In this framework, we start several projects, as for example, the 3D scanning project of all state spaces that is now completed, and a long-awaited scanning project of our historical pictures on glass plates, strongly wanted by our new director, Dr. Barbara Iatta. It appeared immediately that for the pictures, we needed both a new cataloging system and a long-term storage to accommodate forever the digital copies of them. And fortunately, I had a good experience with what we shouldn't do. We looked for solution offered by big tech, but it seemed not likely to be valid ones, because although they were flexible and metadata rich, generally stored the images on database blobs. And I had a good experience with blobs, and I knew that were not good for large files, as we needed to store. That's why we start to search a solution that wouldn't store large files on blob, but just on disk, on shares, on other support, but directly, physically on disks. And we identified among a large number two possible products, a commercial one and an open source project. The first appeared to be more aimed at companies that had to manage images for commercial purposes, while the open source seemed built for research institutions, libraries, and for sure museums, because also it was validated by the Musée de France. It gave us a good perspective to be able to use it satisfactorily. And most important, being it an open source platform, it was inexpensive, which is a word always loved by management. So we started a test, and we had a nice surprise. It appeared every day more and more suitable to contain every information we already had. And a new possibility arose, finally get to a unique access point for every artwork-related information in our possession. It was my dream coming true. So, in brief, we started migration, first moving existing CMS data to the new catalog, followed by images and all the other conservation and historical data we had. Today, we are still ingesting images, the last 100,000, more or less, audio files, conservation and analysis reports, And we are planning ingestions of videos, starting from the most recent digital, going them back to order on tapes. Here we could open another chapter, talking about formats no more easily readable, like Betacam.
Giovanni, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
We are a very ancient museum. Our history starts a few centuries ago, more or less. You can well imagine how much information we have accumulated in such a long time. One of the biggest challenges has been to able to digitize the ancient pictures and documents in our possession. Their quantity exceeds any idea you may have, for sure. And this reverses on time or it's necessary to do the scanning because the items must be handled with extreme care, must be cleaned, and so on. Moreover, you know, it was 1997, and I had just joined the museums when I first heard about a project for scanning our fund of ancient photos on glass plates. Well, we definitely have been able to start such a project only in 2017, 20 years later. And although the scanning job has been practically completed today, the curator still has to check all the archival information related to them, and this takes a lot of time. And we are going a bit slow in this moment. Really, for we have moved objects, entities, and all the assets into a unique system where everything is directly related to inventory items with meaningful relationships. Now searches are simpler and more efficient, although people have had to get used to a new way to inquire. The new CMS uses Lucene syntax and has a faceting capability. So people today, unlike before, when we had to ask our inventory to make searches, now they are able to make top-down searches and, listen, they are able to find for themselves what they are looking for. And this is a really big step forward, together with the capability to see in a glance of the documents, pictures, analysis, and so on in a single application. Finally, I can say that the new catalog has made possible a true collaboration between departments that today can easily share information of every kind about inventoried objects without printing paper or sending emails, but directly inside the catalog, sharing using the sharing capabilities of the system.
Giovanni, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think that if you want to get out alive from a DAM project, you must build your project on a strong metadata base. So take your time to think and rethink it as many times as you need to be strongly convinced it will work. Really, this is not as hard as it seems, because the hard work to reconduce data to a common structure will be limited to no more than 10, 15 metadata, but you must take it in consideration very seriously. Second, you must define DAM and long-term preservation policies. When I say DAM policy, I say policy about ingestion, about acquisition, about tagging, about descriptions, and so on, about vocabulary. This is crucial to pass people the concept that they must follow the rules. Otherwise, you will have a fantastic system filled with objects, but without any capability to find what you are looking for. Third, drop an eye to interoperability, because for sure you will need it internally to develop products based on your assets. For example, our system has a built-in IIIF server, which make us possible to superimpose more than one image, and then, for example, we have visible light, infrared, X-ray images, and we can superimpose and look to particulars by switching immediately from one layer to another. And this is very useful for curators, for restorators, and also for the public. So interoperability, I think, should be a must. And that's all. Indeed, if you are crossing over troubled water, feel free to contact me. Thank you.
Thank you, Giovanni. For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.